Item number two.
Item number two consists of unfinished business. The first amendment that is before the committee is Amendment 1A001, offered by Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Madam. Supervisor Borkowski? Item 1A001.
Yeah, what's the subject?
The subject matter is co-sleeping.
Ah.
Don't touch.
Denial.
Thank you. Mr. Co-Chairman and committee members, I was hopeful that the district attorney would be here. I'm not, I guess he hasn't come in. I wanted to use this opportunity, and I recognize that there is a super amendment that, in essence, is going to take these positions and basically give them back to the Sheriff's Department. But had they gone to the District Attorney's Office, I was going to ask him if he could utilize these people and specifically deal with the cold sleeping deaths that we've had ravaging this community. At the very least, I would hope that we'd have a discussion as far as where that office stands. One of the things that has frustrated me to no end is the fact that there doesn't seem to be any kind of public outrage, if you will. It's almost like business as usual. And that's disappointing because these deaths continue to happen. And prominent people like the district attorney, like the medical examiner, I know that the mayor has been somewhat visible. I think going door to door with flyers is, I don't think it's very effective per se. But the bottom line is that we as a community shouldn't accept these deaths, okay? Long and short. And I was hopeful that if there was going to be an opportunity to work with the district attorney's office with these positions, that we could add this responsibility to that department. I recognize that it's a moot point if the sheriff's department is getting these positions back.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'd move denial. As stated, it is in competition with another amendment, and so it would become a substitute at that point. I don't want to belabor the debate, but I do take some, I don't know, not offense, some. Yeah, I have some regret with the way this issue seems to be getting batted about politically. I don't think that co-sleeping in and of itself should be criminalized and used the way it's been used. Definitely those infant deaths have been tragedies, and to the extent that people have been drunk or high, I think that the district attorney has the latitude already to prosecute those cases. And if they have not, I believe that they've made that judgment based on not being able to bring a case that they believe they can get a conviction on. Now, perhaps we should have that discussion with the district attorney, but my response would not be to allocate two positions for that specific issue. I'll leave it at that. It's been frustrating to me to hear people talk casually about sort of criminalizing this, what are already tragic deaths. There are lots of children that die, SIDS and other things in cribs that may or may not be related to co-sleeping. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you. For the most part, I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb. However, I wanted to ask Supervisor Borkowski, was he aware of the already laws that are in place with Milwaukee County and the District Attorney's Office? and the medical examiner.
Well, if you want to talk about child neglect, then sure. I guess you could make that reach. You could make that point. I guess what's disappointing in hearing some of the commentary is that to flippantly say that you know, these co-sleeping, that they're all accidental or whatever, I think is a huge fallacy. And for anyone to take these lightly, that it's okay that this community continues to see double-digit, you know, deaths like this. You know, I'm not saying don't sleep with your child or whatever, but that doesn't mean to get stoned out of your brain either. So, I mean, I don't know how that is okay. And for anybody to say that you couldn't make a case, I challenge them because I don't think that there's a will right now. And I guess, as my colleague said, that we're making this political. I don't know what the number is, but we may get to a number where finally this community says enough is enough and that we're going to have to start doing something that gets people's attention. So I guess at 13 and 14 deaths right now at this, I don't want to say that it doesn't mean anything, but it's clear that there's not a will in this community, and it's disappointing that I've got some colleagues that in my mind don't take this as seriously as they should.
Well, I think you are misunderstanding what co-sleeping is. When someone is intoxicated and die with and sleep with a child, of course that involves investigation. And I trust that the district attorney and will do his job in those type of incidents. But there's many other factors that I can provide you information with that happen that contribute to deaths of child. Now, I don't think any of my colleagues would say that they're not upset or concerned about infant dying, Supervisor, but I just want to make it clear that that's not my feeling, or I don't think it's anybody else's feeling. So that'll be my comment to that, Supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you. I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that if we just use 2013's results as far as at this stage, the 13 deaths, that all 13 were accidental. I don't believe that for a second. And I don't think that anybody, I don't care if it's the medical examiner, the district attorney, or whatever, can honestly say that. I don't believe that for one second. And I guess, when does the community get outraged?
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Borkowski, how much does the two positions that you're transfer that you want at the DA, how much do they cost together?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Bowen, actually, it's not two positions. It was these five positions that were from the sheriff's office that were doing the responsibility of the absconding. I asked in this amendment that besides the absconding, that they would also use these positions to investigate these co-sleeping deaths. So this would be additional responsibility, okay, if you will.
And Mr. Chair, Supervisor Borkowski, do you plan on making a amendment to invest into AODA or substance abuse prevention or programs so people won't be on substances?
Supervisor Bowen, if that's what it takes, then I will. So you can make, if you can make that case, then I'll be happy to make that amendment.
I see that as more serious to addressing the problem than carrying out marching orders to the DA to investigate co-sleeping deaths. I mean, and my feelings is that the individuals that are committing this, they are being held accountable for what they are doing. But it sounds like what you're saying is because it's under accidental that these individuals are getting off scot-free. Is that what you're saying?
There is, you know, I guess Where's the accountability, Supervisor? Where's the accountability?
I'm not going to go back and forth, but I think individuals are being accountable because you can't just have an incident like this and not seek any legal or correction repercussions because of it. So if you're serious about addressing co-sleeping deaths, Supervisor, that are caused by people that are on substance abuse, I would expect you to come forth with an amendment to invest into that prevention, into that program, not just marching orders. So I support denial.
Supervisors, Roma West and Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to, and I'm usually Team Borkowski, I'll say that right off the bat, but in this case, I unfortunately have to support the move for denial. I do think this is a really serious issue, but I don't necessarily think that it is an issue where people, where parents who've already lost their child need to be re-penalized by going through the motions of they're already being investigated by the medical examiner. Anytime anyone dies in a home in Milwaukee County, the medical examiner goes out and does an investigation. Ms. Mikulacik, who is the infant death investigator for the medical examiner's office, had said that of these 10 deaths, that they were not even able to pinpoint that all of them were as a result of co-sleeping. In one case, one of the babies had a genetic heart disease. And so that may, you know, so there's other issues. And as Supervisor Lipscomb pointed out earlier, SIDS does happen whether or not you're sleeping in your crib or sleeping with a parent or a caregiver. And so I have every assurance and every faith that the medical examiner's office and the district attorney's office both go out and investigate these deaths, and that whether or not we have investigators specifically assigned to these type of deaths, that those investigations are going to continue. And so if the district attorney, and again, I have every faith that if the district attorney found that there was cause to charge a parent with neglect or with abuse or with homicide, that would happen. But I haven't heard in any of the cases in the city of Milwaukee where a parent put their baby on the mattress, got on top of them, and set out to kill them by falling asleep on them. It is an accident. There also is State Representative Samantha Kerman from Kenosha is currently working on state legislation that will penalize a parent or caregiver if they are found to be intoxicated while co-sleeping. So it's not something that anybody, I think, is taking lightly. I think it is getting the attention that it deserves. The issue is that, and it's good that we have these conversations because part of this is education. But what I don't want is I don't want to create an atmosphere where we have parents whose baby has passed away during a co-sleeping incident, and they're not reporting that, or they're making up some wild kind of story as to what happened to baby so that they're not being charged. I think right now, you know, parents have that, feel comfortable that they're able to call the police or call the ambulance and come and say, my baby's not responsive, I woke up, the baby was in between the bed and the wall, I fell asleep, I was breastfeeding, I was whatever, and this happened. And so I don't want to create a situation where we have anything other than that. So I also will be supporting the denial. I support the premise behind the denial. I do agree that this is something, and these conversations, like I said, are good because the education needs to be there. What I don't want to create is the fear that goes along with I may be charged with something if I call and report this death, because you don't want babies ending up in, you know, in garbage cans or being dropped off at the hospital dead or, you know, things like that, and not knowing what happened to baby. And so, again, I do support all of the passion that you have behind this, and I agree that this is definitely an unacceptable number, but at the same time, I can't sit here and say, if the medical examiner can't, that all of these deaths are due to co-sleeping and not other things. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Just one question. Supervisor Borkowski, did you talk to the district attorney's office?
I've informed him that I was doing this. Yes.
Seeing no one else would like to speak on the matter, we do have a motion motion to deny the amendment. To vote aye means to deny, to vote no means to support the amendment. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to deny is approved.
Thank you. Next amendment.